Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Players Podcast, brought to you by the Players Help Center. I'm your host, Bob Vachon, and I'm no expert. Not to worry, though, as we're joined by one today. Our expert has been making the media rounds as of late, as he's been busy introducing the brand new Polaris Expedition to the world. Director of Product Planning for Recreation, David Alia, sits down with us on the podcast for a two-part series as we get into all the details of this brand new Polaris side-by-side. We're going to discuss what the Polaris Expedition is and what makes it capable of taking you on whatever adventures you can dream of. All right, so back with another podcast, another one of a brand new vehicle. It kind of seems to be the theme of 2023, which is awesome over here at Polaris. But today I am joined by none only than David Alia. He is Director of Product Planning for Recreation. And if you watch the launch video live for Polaris Expedition on the 16th, we are sitting with none other than the face of Polaris for that product. So, Dave, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you said it. This is an exciting year. Pretty rare in power sports industry that you can launch so many products in one year. Mm-hmm. And it's just exciting. We've had a great run. We're really excited about what we're bringing out to the marketplace. It was fun. You know, we actually started with the Troy Lee Edition Razor mm-hmm. and youth product in January, and then brought Razor XP in March, and then you know, all new Polaris Expedition in May. So it's been quite the year, and we're just getting going, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. And before we really dive into it, I want to let you introduce yourself to the audience. Give us a little bit of a rundown of your background here and what you do at Polaris.
Yeah, sure. Sounds good. So David Alia, Product Planning Director for Recreation. So basically manage the portfolio and the long-range product plan. So I'm the lucky guy that gets to try to figure out the, you know, what's going to happen in the next 10 years. You'd think I'd have a crystal ball on my desk, but it doesn't exist. But my job is to look at the market and listen to customers and figure out over the next 10 years what Razors, Generals, youth products, and now Polaris Expeditions will people want, and mm-hmm. come up with that plan. So pretty exciting role. Also very challenging because it's a dynamic market. But I love it. And one of the things I love is I've had the fortunate opportunity to bring products like this to market. I've been at Polaris for quite some time in a number of different roles, from engineering to sales, and made my way into product. And to be able to work with consumers and dealers and our insights team and engineering and ID and marketing and everyone to come together with a singular, really vision and dream in mind and actually create it and bring it out to the public is pretty darn cool. And I tell you what, it's the most exciting thing is actually seeing people's reaction mm-hmm. and seeing them actually use the product. So the last couple of weeks have been pretty amazing, right. But I'm also looking forward to the future. Like once customers get it in hand, what they do with it, and that'll just motivate us to do the next big thing again. So that's kind of the background and it's pretty awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for joining us. Obviously the perfect guest to have on to speak to Polaris Expedition. Man, like you said, wish you could have a crystal ball, see what's going to come next for the market. But, you know, we'll say around here that this machine is just that. So let's jump right into Polaris Expedition and kind of start with the what is it? Where did the concept for this all-new machine come from? You know, we have a lot of people, is it just another General? Is it a Razor? No, it's kind of a culmination of all those vehicles into one, so to speak. So kind of speak to the background of the concept of, where did this idea come from for Polaris Expedition?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we can dive as deep as you'd like to go. Yeah. You know, Polaris Expedition really started with a number of facets, right? And one of them is that General was really starting to take off. So it's been a very successful crossover vehicle for us, right? Mm-hmm. We've got a great history and have had a lot of success with our utility with Ranger and ATV, and then, you know, our more sport-focused Razors. And General really kind of filled the need in between those of, it's really capable on the trail, it's really fun, it's really comfortable, and brings a little bit of utility into it if you need. Mm-hmm. And so it was on the rise and doing well, but what we saw outside of power sports is an increase in just outdoor activities.
Sure.
We actually found that general customers have many hobbies. Off-road riding is one of them, but actually the general customer, more so than even the Razor or General, were into other things. They were, you know, they're into fishing and they have a lake cabin, or they're into biking, or they're into camping. They do one of many different hobbies, right? And in the external world, we're watching that outdoor activities were growing. Mountain biking was on the rise. Dirt bikes, or motorcycles, I should say, the fastest growing segment in motorcycles was adventure, you know. So you're seeing even those in dirt bikes going more comfortable, more capability, ability to go further. Overlanding was taking off, right? A essence of people traveling further or traveling by way of vehicle on and off road, right? A lot of outdoor sports were growing, whether they're action sports or other outdoor activities. So all of this was on the rise, right? As about, you know, as general was starting to grow. And when we came together and started to look at the market and go, what do we want to do with general next? While it's a great crossover vehicle, we felt that there was an opportunity, you know, to bring an adventure vehicle inspired by all those many different sports and activities. And it's like, if we could build a side-by-side that would support all of those hobbies, we might really have something there and just bring new usages into side-by-sides and bring a vehicle to people that are, you know, into many other activities. It still is really good on the trail, but it does a lot of other things besides trail riding very well.
Right. Well, very cool. And I think we can see, if you watch that launch video, how that really ties into it. And it is a brand new vehicle. So let's kind of talk about that. As you mentioned, it's not just a general that was growing. It is all new. So maybe dive into a little bit of, you know, is the chassis derived from something? Or, you know, let's talk about the mechanical, the nitty gritty. Just what's all new on it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're right. It all did have to start with that concept, right? And, you know, we mentioned overlanding in the video. And that's because we were really inspired by it. If you look at what overlanders do, you know, they have vehicle capability, but they're really good at storage. They're very organized in the way they storage. They go prepared. And the thing is, they bring a lot of gear with them. And they value quality gear. And they're bringing hobbies with them and everything, right? And so, you know, we actually took a lot of inspiration from overlanding, but then also our current general customers. They were screaming for a North Star General, right? So ever since we launched General, people were asking, oh, if you could only have a North Star General. And we considered that many times. But what we decided to do was, rather than just do a North Star General, is to do this new platform so that we could really do it right. And what I mean by that is, starting ground up, we could design for the cab system, design, you know, a high quality, well-fitting cab, HVAC system, and then also bring in all this capability that we just talked about from overlanders and other sports, right? So yes, it's 100% new for that reason. If we wanted to, you know, support all of those activities, we found it was best to go from ground up. And so that's where the concept started. We were able to come up with, you know, kind of the footprint and the package that we wanted, which is not too far off general. The width is the similar. The length is about the same. The wheelbase is a little longer. So the focus was really on how do we use that space and what kind of capability we build into the vehicle. So all new chassis. To support that, we can get into the details. But all new chassis to support those activities, all new roll cage, all new plastic. What we did borrow is we were co-developing the engine and driveline with the Razor XP that we just mentioned that we launched in March. That element is similar, but of course we changed gearing and, you know, all that we needed for this application. But, you know, that we have some elements that are shared with Razor, but for the most part, it's completely new. What it is built off of, though, is 15 years of development of Razor and Ranger, knowing how do we need to seal a cab, how do we still make it sporty and characteristic and fun on the trail while carrying all that weight and all that extra gear.
Awesome. Yeah, it looks new, and that I think that's the biggest thing is it's, you know, it might be a refresh of a skin, but you can tell just inside and out. Obviously, we've gotten to look around them here in the studio where we're recording, but yeah, you can tell that there's a lot of thought that goes into it. So I want to touch on some of the chassis mechanical changes and kind of why they happened, and then we can get into the interior and the cab space and everything where, you know, a lot of the fun will happen, so to speak. So you mentioned that it's a longer wheelbase than general.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of give us the idea behind that, more stability for carrying gear. Kind of what were the choices for the chassis being the way it is?
Yeah, definitely. So for the chassis, like I said, it was all about space management, right? Mm-hmm. So we did want to make the vehicle like more comfortable, right? That's with the cab, but also ergonomically in the seating position, we want to make the vehicle more comfortable. It had to keep its capability or really grow its capability because it's still very off-road capable, but all with the additional weight. But we still wanted to keep it, you know, the 64 inches wide so it's trail capable.
Yep.
And that you can take it on most trail systems. So the wheelbase grew slightly. That was partly for the longer cockpit, partly for the engine configuration and making really strong, durable rear suspension A-arms. Mm-hmm. So the wheelbase grew a little bit, but the overall length of vehicle is still pretty similar to general. When we get into the internals or the interior, is where you really see the biggest difference.
Mm-hmm.
Where we put most of the focus on the chassis was actually not so much just the length, but the strength of it.
Sure.
So to take the weight of the North Star, to take the weight of a roof rack, to have a well-sealed cab, we had to make the chassis stronger. We didn't want any flex. We didn't want any movement. And when you make a stronger chassis, then that helped our sealing, our fit and finish. But then it also helps the vehicle ride better because suspension can do its job better when the chassis is keeping the vehicle rigid.
Yeah, definitely thoughtful design there. And you touched on suspension. You know, it's a Polaris off-road machine. It's expected to be extremely capable out on the trails or wherever you're going to adventure with this new machine. So can you touch on anything obviously new here, but give us the rundown on the suspension for Polaris Expedition?
Yeah, actually, maybe the biggest surprise when people get out there and drive it is how well it handles. I mean, it looks big, right?
Mm-hmm.
You roll it in and the initial impression is sometimes that it's good size and that it's heavy.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because it looks much bigger, but like I just said, it's not that much bigger than a general. The width is the same,
mm-hmm.
and the wheelbase is a little longer, but where it holds its weight, right, the body and proportions, which actually gives it its tough look, right, from the smooth body sides, while it looks big, it handles surprisingly nimble. And again, it's because that stiff chassis that handles the weight very well, and then the focus on the suspension system. So the geometry, not too different than Razors or Generals of the past. The rear geometry is a bit new.
Okay.
But it was designed to handle the weight and everything we wanted to do with it. And then we put a new shock from Fox on there. It's still a Fox QS3, so it has the easy adjustment of 1, 2, and 3 settings. So if you need to increase your damping, but what's unique about this shock, I believe they call it position sensitive spiral technology.
Okay.
otherwise known as, basically it has a rifle bore on the inside, so it has a groove that's machined into the shock on the inside of the body, so it gives it basically internal bypass without having to have all the extra sleeves and bypass channels and all that. But the cool thing is we were able to tune basically the profile of that groove in the body. So it changes its bypass and changes its damping as it goes through the stroke. So what that netted on the vehicle and what you will feel is it's really smooth and soft, like a general, but it has less body roll. Actually, even though it weighs more, it's got less body roll than in general, so it actually handles the corners tighter. And then it's got fantastic bottom-out control because we were doing that bypass technology.
Yeah.
We actually stiffen it up, so as you load it up, or as you hit bigger G outs, it handles exceptionally well.
Wow, lots of cool updates there. And, you know, the one number that everyone's going to look for, what's the suspension travel on Polaris Expedition compared to, let's say, its general counterpart?
Yeah, so pretty similar there. It's got 14 inches in the front. It's got closer to actually 15 in the rear, and mm-hmm. ground clearance is 14 inches as well. But like I said, I think it handles that very well. It seems to sit proud of that 14 inches. Yeah. As you load it up, I think it's tuned in a way that doesn't sag out mm-hmm. As much as general, because it's designed for all that additional weight. So yeah. It handles exceptionally well, still has all that ground clearance to go over. You know, as we, you know, developed this, we talked a lot about, we're not chasing specs here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going for the experience, right? And general and our razors are already very, very capable. And so we didn't put the focus on going, let's say, from 14 to 16 inches of travel. The focus was on the experience, what you can do with the vehicle, how well it handles. And we're able to do that with the shocks and all the accessories and all the comfort yep. and everything else. And so, yeah, on paper, I mean, many of the specs are the same. But I assure you, when you drive yeah. it, you're going to be impressed, because it's the package that really counts, and it's how the systems actually interact mm-hmm. With each other that's really impressive.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's great, and you know, we'll kind of talk to how that helps with some of the accessories later on in the episode. But kind of last thing I want to touch on here is powertrain. You know, we kind of mentioned the engine was developed with Razor XP, so the Gen 2 ProStar engine. Any other details with driveline or the transmission that you'd want to kind of touch on for Polaris Expedition?
Yeah, as we mentioned, the engine is based off the Razor XP. Which is giving us a number of benefits, right? With the mm-hmm. new cooling system invented ahead, makes for better cooling. You know, but we had to, you know, package things a little bit different. You know, if you saw the video, it's got, you know, the pass-through seating, and it's got a rear yep. flat floor. And what the engineering challenge was is that while those are interior features, and flat floor and space and all that are interiors, the challenge was in how that impacted other systems, right?
Sure.
So because we want a flat floor, we tried to run less stuff up to the front, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it was passed through, you know, the rear seating, when you flip it forward, it's completely open. And so we had to find a home, and that's typically where maybe the airbox or electronics mm-hmm. or coolant lines were run up front, air intake lines running up front. So we had to find new homes for those. And so, you know, we actually kind of took that challenge and made it a benefit, and we gave it high air intakes, and that allowed us to have higher intakes. We have high water fording height, which is really cool
yep.
from the factory, and not a special edition. Every single one of them have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And other things like the coolant bottle, back to the coolant system, that's in the side panel.
Okay.
And so it's not up front. You know, the radiator is obviously still up front,
sure.
but having that in the back, it's easy to access. It's a pressurized system, so you don't have to worry about it. You know, it gets filled once, it's self-bleeding, so really advantageous. So we were able to take some challenges like that and spin them into benefits by just repackaging and putting things in different areas. So, yeah, you asked about engine, but
yep.
it again, how systems talk to each other
right.
quickly turned into how does the engine interact with the vehicle. Otherwise, it came with all the other great benefits that the Razor XP engine has.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a bit better combustion, so we're more controlled. It's got a NOx sensor, so
sure.
We're monitoring that as well. And then driveline is similar. It does have rubber isolated front drive. You know, our front drive has been proven for many years,
yep.
fastest gauging in the industry. It's really great. Now we're just isolating it, so rides a little smoother, less, you know, vibration and noise coming through the chassis. Other than that, it's a similar layout to the Razor, but Generals, you know, and Polaris Expeditions have a turf mode.
Sure.
So it's got an open differential, but because of the weight and known issues we've had with that differential in the past, we did put a four spider rear differential in there as well. So it's definitely stronger. It can take mm-hmm. take the load, and then we adjust gearing and half shaft sizing and all that stuff
sure.
for the weight. So really, really a robust driveline system on this one.
Very cool. Now, kind of one last thing I want to touch on. Anything with, say, transfer case or transmission, being that we keep talking about loading this thing up, getting out, so dealing with increased weight, possibly at weight in a, you know, say a tough off-road situation where you might be in suboptimal angles and having to really pin it to get it out. Anything on that front that you'd want to touch on with Expedition?
I mean, as with most of our vehicles, it's quite capable. I think this one we certainly worked through the gear ratios that we needed. It does have a new clutch system, again, similar to the Razor XP.
Sure.
Obviously, the tuning is different, you know, for this vehicle. Mm-hmm. But it's very confidence inspiring.
Sure.
I'll give you that. It does have three drive modes, which are pedal mapping and torque monitoring. So there's a standard mode, which drives very similar to a General.
Mm-hmm.
It has a sport mode, which is, as you'd expect, just a little bit more responsive off the line. And then there's a comfort mode, and that we're actually limiting the we're filtering the throttle and then limiting the RPM and the torque. And that's for, like, nice, easy cruising, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going, you know, down gravel road or you're going point to point or and just cruising, kind of, I wish I would have called it mellow mode because that's probably the best, that's probably a better descriptor for it. But if you're just cruising or you're in the parking lot, comfort mode is perfect mode. It'll actually bring the engine down a little bit, make it a little quieter, and that's a nice mode to try out for that use. But otherwise, it's very confident. The four-wheel drive, the tires hook up really well. The drive line and clutches have been tested to a really high miles. So we feel really confident in the drive line system for this one, even given the weight.
Yep.
You know, we've learned a lot from, you know, Pro R, for example, which is 225 horsepower. And we learned how to get that belt to survive really well in its airflow and heat management.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've applied those learnings again to this. And you're starting to see a theme here as we continue to build our bank of knowledge. We're able to pull that into vehicles, and this one's really durable.
Perfect. Okay, let's jump into, you know, we keep alluding to the interior and all the great new changes that came with Polaris Expedition. So jump into the body on this beast. You know, we've mentioned the pass-through cargo in the rear, more spacious interior. I don't even know where you want to start with this, because there's a lot to talk about. But run us through the interior, the cabin changes on Polaris Expedition.
Yeah. So, well, maybe I'll start again with the spirit of the concept,
sure.
right? And the exterior, and then how that came through. You know, we knew from the very beginning we wanted it to portray adventure.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted, when customers looked at it, they could see that there was a implied adventure ahead, right? As well as tough, muscular, but also refined and premium, you know, and that can be a hard balance to manage. But so a few things we wanted to do is had to have a flat roof, right? If you think about most vehicles out there that portray adventure, most of them have a flat roof, and then that helps the capability of roof rack and other accessories, right? So start with a flat roof, and then the width of the vehicle, as you might know with some of our other vehicles, General included, we would design the body at a certain width. Let's take General, for example. It's 62.5. Wheels stick out to 64. But when you add the accessory doors, just because the way the construction was and the geometry of that vehicle, it actually made the vehicle wider, like 67, I think it is, when you put the accessory doors on. And that worked for a number of years. But, you know, when we were designing all new vehicle from the ground up, one of the main requirements was full doors with power windows that roll all the way down and stay within 64 inches. Again, engineering challenge, right? I gave them lots of challenges to work through. But it was like, yes, we need to be 64 inches with the full doors, and the doors need to have a smooth body line. So it's integrated, and that body line and the color come all the way through. And I think that's a big win. If you look at the market today, many of the doors, you lose the color, or it goes black, just black injected plastic, and or the vehicle gets wider. And so that was a good challenge, but really important for us to get those body lines to work with a full door. So number of things we did to make that happen. It's very subtle, but if you look at the door closely, it actually has curved glass on the side. The power windows have ever so slightly as a curve. It's called tumble home. It's pretty standard in other markets. But when that when you're able to do that, when you roll the window down, it actually tucks in, and we're able to keep that body narrow at the bottom as an off-road vehicle should be. So there's a lot of little subtleties like that that we had to do to meet what we were looking for. But when you look at the body, as I said, we want it to be strong yet refined. So that color comes all the way through. It's got some really cool style lines, but they're pretty subtle. They're not as maybe aggressive or angular or triangular as even like General. General's really cool, and it's pretty aggressive. But on this one, we're looking for a little bit higher level of refinement. So the style is great. It's got lots of premium painted surfaces and then matched with some textures and areas. And as you get close to it, you'll start to see those pop out. It's got cool. It's got really cool fangs up front. And even like little details, you look at the headlights, there's a metallized bezel inside there, and it's even like a brushed texture, which is really cool. So as you go through it, you'll kind of see all the attention to detail around staying within that width, really cool style, but designed for fit and finish. So we worked a lot on how does the plastic come together? How do we fasten it? How do we keep it tight? How do we seal for the cab system? And you'll notice no exterior fasteners, yet a fully sealed cab and a great style. And so that was a challenge, but you know, I think it'll really play well for the customers. It's going to look cool. It's going to hold together. It seals really well. And it's going to be a home run.
Yeah, absolutely. And it definitely looks like getting to kind of play around with the ones around here. You can tell that this is a new level of quality of fit and finish that we've seen so far, I think, and it's really, really awesome to see. I think this might be a good kind of spot to talk about the product lineup before we really dive into all the other interior differences. As you know, if you watch the launch video, there are some. So run us through the lineup of Polaris Adventure, of Polaris Expedition, and kind of how that lineup looks, and maybe in comparison to some of the others like the General that we've been constantly referring to here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as I spoke, when we started this concept, you know, we knew that we wanted to have a version that that mirrored some of the use of General XPs. You know, customers were asking for a North Star General XP. So we did that. We made a version that has a dump box. Coincidentally, or maybe appropriately named Polaris Expedition XP, right? So that still has the dump box. The beauty is that the dump box is much larger. We gave it, you know, parallel walls, unlike General today. It's deeper. It's 16 inches deep. It's nearly 48 inches wide, 30 inches deep, so you can put a spare tire flat in the back. So it's got a dump box and a much larger capacity than it had before. But as I mentioned, we wanted to do a new configuration that really pushed the bounds of use and adventure. And so that's our ADV model. And so think about it as the chassis, the bodywork, the suspension, engine, all of that is exactly the same. But rather than having the dumping box, you have a static kind of cargo box back there with a rear structure. And the advantage there is that because it doesn't dump, we're actually able to make the box longer because it's now pass-through. It doesn't have the wall in front of the dumping box. You know, we didn't need a divider between the occupants and the dump box. And so it's actually about 6 inches longer, which is pretty significant on the two-seat model because wheelbase stayed the same. But your cargo area is much larger. And then that gave us the ability on the five-seat to have the flipping seats forward, right? So think of it that way, is that there's the XP and the ADV. Both of those models come in two-door, two-seat, and four-door, which is five-seat, which is awesome. So that we bumped up the capacity by one person, right? And so both of those models come in those configurations. when you talk about trim levels, then each of those configurations come in trim levels. The content is consistent between all those models in those different trim levels. Okay. Most notably, the North Star, the flagship, right? Yep. That has the full doors, power windows, tip-out windshield, lots of interior treatments, and heat and air conditioning. That's the biggest thing, right? Everyone's asking for that heat and air conditioning. Cool thing with that, again, on XP, the occupant cabin is enclosed, and then your cargo box is still exterior. So that's going to be really good for some customers. Maybe they want that stuff outside, or they need the dumping box. Mm-hmm. On ADV, on the North Star, it actually encloses that rear area. So why that is cool is because now all your gear or your family dog or whatever you want to put in there is now inside. It is also dust, water, environment protected. So that's pretty unique. Now, if you prefer an open-air experience, and some people are still like, honestly, that's kind of what I like. Yeah. You know, I still like being out in the nature. Now, I usually regret that decision once it starts raining, right?
Yep.
But if you want the open air experience, our ultimate and premium trim levels are still all the great suspension, engine, driveline, bodywork that I just mentioned is all the same as North Star, but you get half doors. And so you have that open air experience. It still comes with Ride Command and has JBL audio system. So those ultimate and premium levels are really great. It's just a matter of how much creature comforts and technology you want to add.
Sure.
So that's the lineup. XP, ADV, 2 and 5 seat in 3 trim levels. And the beauty is the customers can go check out the website, go to a dealer, go take a look at them. And we've got all those configurations that you can choose from really based on your liking because you know the vehicle's confident, all the suspension's similar. So it's really, what are you looking for out of the vehicle? How are you going to use it? That'll help you decide which one to get.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks for running us through that lineup. Like many of the other vehicles, there's lots of options in that lineup, and same thing with Polaris Expedition. I know a ton of people are going to be very excited about the ADV models being able to lock everything in there. I've talked to a few people that we love to go camping, but you're tying things on and trying to lock it and praying no one comes by with the cable cutters and takes all your stuff.
Right.
So huge advantage there. And I think that's going to be a game changer, but all of them are very cool.
Yeah, you hit on a great point there. I mean, there's a lot of little things that the more time you spend with a vehicle, you'll notice. And like, that's one of them, like completely lockable cab,
yep.
You know, so all the doors lock. And then the rear hatch, like you just said, on ADV locks up, and actually the center console as well.
Okay, cool.
So we put a lock on the center console, and then that happens to be where we put the USB charger as well. So it's like if you are going to lock something up, mm-hmm. might as well be where you're charging, right?
Yep.
And that's all one key. So it's really nice. You can completely lock up the cab. And then there's a separate key for ignition still, you got two keys to control your ignition and locking it. Pretty unique. And you know, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, I'm excited what people are going to do with the vehicle, but also what else they discover and find, because there's a lot of Easter eggs in there, and that would be a whole nother podcast, but there's a lot of cool little things that we can talk through.
Awesome. Yeah, we've heard about these Easter eggs around here over the past couple product launches, so
yeah.
Maybe for other discussion,
yeah.
But I think this is a good spot in the podcast to take a little pause. We're going to end it here, but in part 2, we're going to discuss more about the interior Polaris Expedition, as well as some of the game-changing accessories that are going to be available for this brand new machine. Thank you to David for giving us the background on how Polaris Expedition came to be and some of the design changes of this new model. Stay tuned for part 2 of this 2-part podcast series, where we'll continue to dig into the details of the all-new Polaris Expedition. A quick shout-out to our listeners. Thank you for the support by downloading, listening, and subscribing to the Polaris Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, leave us a 5-star rating and share the episode with your friends. Be sure to check our archived episodes for all things Polaris Off-Road, and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Don't forget to check the description of this episode for helpful links to the Polaris Off-Road YouTube channel, Polaris Expedition product page, and Off-Road Help Center, where you can find more information on the all-new Polaris Expedition. Lastly, if you have a question or suggestion for a future episode, please reach out. Let us know by hitting the Contact Us link in the description as well. Stay tuned for future episodes, and until next time,
This has been the Polaris Podcast.
Hello, writers. Before you go, a quick reminder that the Polaris Podcast is brought to you by the Polaris Help Center. The Help Center is the first stop for vehicle information, maintenance tips, and how-to videos. Look for the Help Center under Owner Support at the bottom of any Polaris Off-Road webpage. Also, I want to mention that all riders should always wear helmets, eye protection, and footwear, and refer to the owner's manual for additional protective gear instructions and requirements. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Ride within the limits of your own abilities. Never engage in stunt or exhibition driving. And most of all, have fun. That's it for this podcast. Now get out and ride. We'll see you in the next one.